Welcome, everyone. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. I am Dr. Mary Craig. This is a live teleconference, and the date is January 3, 2021. And the title of this message is 2021, A Year of Transformation. Okay, so let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. And we thank you, Lord, for the amazing work of grace and manifestation of your presence as Jesus Christ was sent by the Father to save a people for himself. And we thank you, Lord, for the radical life of obedience of Jesus Christ, for his death on the cross and all that's implied in the cross work of Jesus Christ. We thank you that he rose from the dead on the third day, that he sits at the right hand of the Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, ruler over the kings of this earth. We thank you, Lord, Jesus Christ is coming again. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus had face-to-face encounters with different people even after the resurrection and before what we call the second coming of Christ. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the authority of that word, Lord, and that in it we find everything that pertains to life and godliness. And Lord God, we pray now as we come on bended knee with our hearts bowed in humility before you. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man, which was created according to you, O Lord God, in true righteousness and holiness. That you, Lord God, would sanctify us by your word and by your spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask now for your Holy Spirit to be present, Lord, the manifest presence of your Holy Spirit, and Lord, that today we would have a real consciousness of your holiness, Lord God. Your holiness and your sovereignty, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so this is what I believe I received from the Holy Spirit concerning the year 2021. 2021 will be a year of transformation. Mismatched expectations will become less so as my people come closer to me, being sanctified, being more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. The events of 2020 touched the core, the hearts of my people, and they will find themselves changed in unexpected ways. In the darkness of the days, my people heard my voice saying to them, "This is the way, walk ye in it." I have been with them all along, though at times silent, though at times it did not seem so. Many have despaired even of life. Many have been perplexed by circumstances and unbelievable pain and misery. Many have had to alter their perception of who I am to who I am in reality. Many have had to turn to me and to my word to discern the times and to discern truth from lie. My people are hungry, thirsting for me, the living God. From the depths of their souls, they cry out to me. From the deep of their human spirits, they cry out to me, grope for me in the night seasons, reflect and respond and react while wondering if I hear them, if I will answer them, if I care. Deep calls to deep. sometimes my calling to the deepest part of them, and sometimes them calling to me, so as to understand, to perceive, to have revealed to them truth, what is going on. My people must follow me closely in 2021. This is not to be a time to be entertained in church. This is not a time to be fed pablum in spoonful. My people need to put away childish things and grow up. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Paul, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. This is not a time to sugarcoat evil. Choose to overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. Choose whom you will serve. Know what you believe, what I believe, and stand firm in the faith. Do not fear being reviled or mocked or spoken evil of. What is inside will be drawn out this year and manifest as I put away the masks of men. You will see them for what they truly are, the inward reality. Outward rituals will give witness, but this is not a time when outward rituals will satisfy the deep needs of my people. In 2021, I will not only sift and sort, separate and sanctify, but also strip my people of their idols, their abominations, the things they hold in front of them, the things that get in my face. For I would bless with my presence. I would bless them as is the desire of my heart. I would be gracious and bestow upon them the benefits of the new covenant in the blood of my Son. My heart churns within me, for how can I give them up? Is not the Christ touched with the feeling of your infirmities? I hear you. I see you. Does not the devil want you to end the struggle by giving into darkness, to every little death, to be as those who have no hope? Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Ephesians 5, verse 14. My word speaks of life, joy, peace. But where is the power, you ask? Answer your own question, for have I not told you, shown you, promised you, and been faithful? My word is living and active. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart, Hebrews 4, verse 12. I am living and active. I am not as you are. I am not the God most imagine in their minds. I am that I am. And I have revealed myself in my word. I am truth. I am the one true God. Fear not, only believe. So many sit and stare into the nothingness while feeling overwhelmed, and I sit with you quiet in my love. I strengthen you with my joy. I exult over you with singing. I love you with an everlasting love. Salmon. Think about salmon, their lifestyle. And here I put in a reference to the Wikipedia on salmon. You have to scroll down to find their lifestyle. So I'll start over. Salmon. Think about salmon, their lifestyle. What do they teach you about perseverance? What do they teach you about fulfilling the purpose for which you were created? Does not my creation help you? Are you listening? 2021 will be a year of preservation, for I will preserve a people for myself. I will preserve my word. I will preserve the faith, the faith. I will preserve a creation heaving and sighing over the abuses of mankind, failing in the responsibility to, quote, tend the garden, and keep the creation free of domination and exploitation, blood guilt, and treachery. I preserve, so persevere. Now we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this surpassingly great power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on all sides, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 through 10. Remember Jeremiah. And I said, I do not mention him, nor do I speak any more in his name. And it has been in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I have been weary of containing, and I am not able to contain it. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. For if this gospel of Jesus Christ is not preached, if this gospel of the kingdom is not carried like seed sown in the world, my people will know this fire, the fire of the flame of Yah, the fire of my spirit, for time is short. Now that's the end of the word that I received for 2021. And I just have a few comments here at the end. First off, how will we carry on? These were questions. How will we carry on as we go through various trials tailor-made for us? We are to count it all joy, yet where does the power come from? We will be kept by the power of God. By grace, from the God of all grace, we will persevere. Listen to 1 Peter 1, verses 1 to 16. Peter, by the way, Peter's life is really a transformed life. You see that transformation. He was transformed through his understanding of the cross. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, your way of life, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now here's the warning. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their actions. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 and 14. The reason. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6, verse 12. The reality. Nothing is as it seems. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. The devil seeks to devour. He is a murderer, a liar, and a thief. No matter what, we must be lovers of the truth. For though evil has its day, Jesus will show up, shine forth, shoot down his enemies, and strengthen our faith. This is Epiphany. Epiphany from Epiphaneia. And it is Greek 2015 in Strong's. Anyways, if you want to look it up, you just put the capital letter G, 2015. Epiphaneia, I'll spell it. E-P-I-P-H-A-N-E-I-A, Epiphaneia. It means appearance, manifestation, glorious display. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 7 to 12 from the New King James Version. And I encourage you to I have a reference there here in the written version, to BibleHub.com, interlinear on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's a little difficult, but if you go through, it has the meaning of the Greek words, and it has other things, you know, to write it out and look at it, because we are in such a time of the war where we're fighting this lawlessness. Okay. And then I want some few more comments here and we'll close. These are just some thoughts as I was doing this message. All right. The first word is apostasy. Apostasy first. First there is a falling away. Rebellion. Then apocalypse, meaning the revealing. So there's an apocalypse. The word in Greek here is apocalypse, for the revealing of the man of lawlessness, son of destruction, the one exposing and exalting himself above every so-called god or object of worship. And then abomination. So as for him in the temple of the God, it's Hoseos in Greek, the God. So as for him in the temple of the God to sit down, setting forth that he himself is God. And the second time there's no definite article. And so there's not the particular living God. He's going to set forth that he himself is God, but without the definite article. It's not the particular living God. Having his day, the restraining is there until the man of lawlessness or iniquity will be revealed at that kairos moment, with his power, ability, signs, and wonders of falsehood, and every deceit of wickedness unto those perishing. Absolutely not loving the truth. The truth is not received or loved for them to be saved. The God sends strong delusion. The perishing believe what is false, the lie, in order that all those not having believed the truth, but having delighted in unrighteousness, should be judged. So, to elect ones, stand firm. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us, and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen. And Father God, we come to you now asking that we will consider this and consider the times in which we live, Lord, and that we will hold fast to the faith. We will stand firm in the faith as you grant the grace, Lord, and help us to have the grace, give us the grace to persevere, knowing that you preserve us. We are kept by the power of God. And let us not be those of lawlessness, O God, but let us be those who love the truth, Lord God. And your word is truth. And Jesus Christ is truth. And your Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, are the one true and living God. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, ruler over the kings of this earth. Amen. And now if you would please stand for the benediction.
Okay. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.